children. When Jesus walked the earth, children held little, if any, social value. They were necessary as people who would someday grow up and become productive, of course, but until then, children were insignificant, as valuable as trash, rubbish. And Jesus took a little child in his arms and he said to his disciples, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Today, children are talked about at least as people of incalculable value and as people who are not only important as future participants in the world, but as participants in life now. I know I'm simplifying things far too much. There are too many cases of treating children as if they didn't matter in our world. The refusal of some to get coronavirus vaccines puts children under 12 at risk of infection, hospitalization, and death. There are too many instances of children being treated as pawns as adults argue about whatever it is they're arguing about. A comparison to children or with children in Jesus' time and in our time doesn't seem fair. So is a view of Jesus' actions as only relating to the importance of children fair? Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Jesus wasn't just talking about children. He was using an example of a child to represent any in society who are seen as insignificant or worthless. He was saying that a welcome to any who are seen to have little or no value is as significant as welcoming God. I love how Jesus calls us to treat others with love and acceptance, regardless of what artificial status or greatness we give them. Jesus calls us to love everyone, no exceptions. Welcoming and attending to all includes children, those who are old, disabled people, the sick, the illiterate, religious folk, non-religious folk, atheists, the unemployed, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, homeless, corporate executives, single parents, all in the LGBTQ+ community, panhandlers, minorities, the deaf, the blind, politicians, people with autism and Asperger syndrome, supermodels, people with facial deformities, overweight people, prostitutes, carnies, adversaries, people with mental health barriers, those with no health insurance, goth kids, and everyone else. But let me take it a step farther. Welcoming is one thing. When someone comes in the door, we welcome. When someone joins in the online services, we welcome. During coffee hour, whenever we have that again, or during the outside, just gathering with some water and some snacks, we make an effort to be sure everyone experiences extraordinary hospitality. By offering different online ways of getting together, we hope that that shows online hospitality. All who come here, or all who are here online, should experience welcome and hospitality in every area of church life. If we're not expressing welcome and hospitality to all who are part of the congregation in some way, we have to do better. And even that isn't enough, because welcoming any who are here in any way forgets a little bit of what Jesus did in teaching the disciples about welcome. He took a little child and put it among them. See, there was more than a welcome. There was an invitation to come into a circle. Children weren't welcome in the circle of adults, and Jesus invited the child in. We have to be a people who invite. We have to be a people who keep the circle open. We have to be a people who attend to one another and to all. All. Everyone. And everyone includes children, those who are old, disabled people, the sick, the illiterate, religious folk, non-religious folk, atheists, the unemployed, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, the homeless, corporate executives, single parents, all in the LGBTQ+ community, panhandlers, minorities, the deaf, the blind, politicians, people with Asperger's or autism, supermodels, people with facial deformities, overweight people, adversaries, people with mental health problems, those with no health insurance, prostitutes, carnies, goth kids, people who are deconstructing their faith, and everyone else. So welcome. Attend to, appreciate, engage, respect, honor, value, invite. Be a people of love, compassion, generosity, and caring. Amen.